There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. You are looking live at Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard from Phoenix, the site of Super Bowl 57 on VSiN, the sports betting network.
You know it. Welcome back. Phoenix is the story, the Super Bowl. Kevin Durant, now a member of the Suns. I'm here. Culver's is off the list. And we still have a day left. Come on. Questions about betting on the Super Bowl, wondering about how to hedge, maybe you're looking for unusual props or insights, VSiN Big Game Help Desk here for you. Submit your questions at VSiN.com/helpdesk. Could be answered by one of our experts on air at VSiN.com. VSiN.com/helpdesk. Mitch having a ball, good pizza. Vancouver, goal in the first 10 cashes.
Yeah.
LeBron, we saw the record with LeBron when we landed, so it's been a fun week.
I would say so, absolutely. Okay, and tonight is another fun night and something that we've been waiting for a long, long time. You can go back to August, maybe even a little bit before then, because the NFL, they wait until, this is the new thing they do now, the NFL Awards show tonight, and they will finally announce the MVP, the Coach of the Year, all of them, right? So I don't like the way they do this. I hope they change it at some point. I hope they, you know, award this stuff at the end of the regular season, and we know, like, in early January, because your bets are tied up for so long.
Who should change the schedule? You made a point before the show. This, everyone's talking about Durant and the NBA here.
I don't think the NFL is going to like this very much.
Well, you can't catch a break. The LeBron thing you can't control.
Of course. No,
but
that's
now
a
this,
once
with
in
the,
a...
With the deadline, there's... and one of the greatest NBA players, at least scorers of all time, has now changed teams.
I brought that up earlier this week, and this goes to my point of, and you don't scoff at this, I'm telling you, the NFL, the last thing that they would want is to play the Super Bowl on Valentine's Day. So they're never going to be in that situation. The soonest we could have that would be 2027, I believe. on top of that, do you really think that they want any of the shine gone from this big game because of the NBA trade deadline? I say no. This is, I mean, and the NBA trade deadline can be a madhouse.
Absolutely.
And big names can always move. I don't
sure.
think the NFL likes that. So that's another reason to say, okay, we'll push it back. We'll play the big game on President's Day weekend. Because everybody's, why would they not? I mean, Durant going to the Suns is an absolutely, it's a gigantic story.
No kidding.
So,
no kidding. You're onto something.
The awards tonight, MVP is a no-brainer. That's going to go to Patrick Mahomes. I feel bad for those people who have tickets on Jalen Hurts at 40-1 or thereabouts, and you know they had that ticket bet back in July or August. That was I thought it was going to be a winner before he got hurt. The coach of the year tonight. This is one of the awards, Paulie, that is completely up in the air, in my opinion. I think Dable beats out Shanahan and Peterson. Those are the three overall finalists.
Yeah, the big upset. I mean, Greg Olsen didn't even know it in the NFC title game. Sirianni, final favorite to win coach of the year. He wasn't even a finalist.
Yeah, nope.
So I'm with you. I think the New York thing's going to help here, and this guy at least came out of nowhere when you look at what the odds were late in the season.
Yeah.
And again, Sirianni was the open the favorite, the odds-on favorite, closed the favorite, and wasn't even a finalist.
I can't. So, by the way, when I'm running down these predictions, it's not who I would bet on today. It's just who I think is going to win. I think Dayball actually turned into the favorite. Like, whenever the odds board, they come down after, you know, week 18 kicks off, so you don't have a chance to bet on them anymore. But Shanahan also made a huge move, too, because that story came out in The Athletic, right? Where they polled a bunch of people, and he was basically a point and a half behind Sirianni.
In that poll, who are you going to vote for? I think it was 7-6, Sirianni over Shanahan, first place votes, how that worked out. And also with the long winning streak, but doing it with Mr. Irrelevant.
Yeah, and because of that, Shanahan went from 10, 12-1 all the way down to 2-1. I would give it to Peterson over Dable. Mm. Again, Dable, they were not great down the stretch. They had he did a great job. I'm not going to take anything away from him. But the job that Peterson did in Jacksonville, to me, I think is actually, it's been underreported, underdiscussed, and underrated. And I would actually, and you can't also, like Shanahan did it with a third-string quarterback. They won 12 straight games.
I think Tomlin might be the guy, though, too. I mean, if you really look at every candidate and who should have been a finalist, the job Tomlin did. Now, Dan, you have to knock Dan Campbell because they started 1-6. But the
full
job,
season counts.
Oh, absolutely. The job Dan Campbell did to get him to 9 wins.
Excellent candidates this year.
Yes.
I personally would give it to either Peterson or Shanahan, and Dable never won the division. These other two coaches did.
Right, and they were horrible against teams with a winning record.
Yeah, but I think Dable wins tonight. Right. That's my prediction.
Right.
Defensive player of the year, it was Micah Parsons until, mid-November, when he was minus $10. That flipped. Nick Bosa is going to win that award tonight.
Yep.
The offensive rookie of the year. I think Garrett Wilson will beat out Brock Purdy and Kenneth Walker. I read a story last night, and it was one person writing. That's it. So it's a very small sample size, obviously. But I believe it was at The Athletic. His words were basically, Purdy should win, and it should not even be close.
Oh. 7 games?
7. I can't get there. I cannot get there with 7 games. I'm sorry. I just can't.
Do you think does the New York factor matter here, too? I think they're going to give it to Walker.
You do?
I do.
Why do you say that?
I think they'll...
I hope you're right.
Yeah.
But I think they give it to Wilson tonight.
Okay. I just don't think he... 7 games.
I would not be... Put it this way. Is it because they don't have a ticket on Brock Purdy? Now, that's the easy cop-out, but it really isn't. I can't justify giving an award to a guy who doesn't even play 50% of the season.
Yeah. I see that. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, he was great, but also he has an embarrassment of riches.
Yep.
I mean, look at the weapons that he had, too. And with a great head coach.
Defensive rookie of the year is going to go to Sauce Gardner. He's going to beat out Tariq Woolen and Aiden Hutchinson. We talked about that enough during the regular season. The comeback player of the year is right there with coach of the year. I don't know who's going to win. It's between McCaffrey.
I think you're going to get this.
You think I'm...
Barkley. I think you're going to get it.
Oh, do tell. Why?
I don't think you can give it to Geno Smith because what is he coming back from? You're right. He did not play well down the stretch either.
But these votes have to be in like 36 hours after week 18 is done.
Yeah. But why did the Giants make the playoffs? Why, this guy was a huge reason why and what he came back from with the injury.
And you need to think about, so McCaffrey has an unbelievable case too. Both of those players are coming back from, Barkley's been banged up, I think, almost every year since his rookie year, the weight feels.
Yeah.
McCaffrey was a non-story since like 2019. So I think McCaffrey wins.
Really? It has to hurt him for what happened in Carolina after he was traded, though.
Their
rushing attack was awesome.
That's what I think, too. I think that hurts him, along with the fact that, he got traded to one of the best rosters in football.
Right.
So I don't, to me, I would not give it to McCaffrey, but I think he wins the award tonight. Mm. And there's no chance I would give it to Geno Smith.
Yeah.
We've made that abundantly clear on this show for months now.
A major bust. Good story, but a major bust. And he did nothing his whole career and now gets the opportunity in Seattle and led him to the playoffs, but it's okay.
Geno Smith, see, this is where we should have some sort of a crossover effect with the NBA. They have the most improved player. Geno Smith should absolutely, but this would be a cakewalk for him. If it was labeled most improved player, he has to take down the award. It would be Geno Smith. But comeback, sorry, no. He should not win. And then offensive player of the year.
Hello. This is a big one, too.
So it's
for our audience, this is enormous.
It's between Jefferson. Again, I read conflicting reports, but either it's three or four people. I'll say for this, it's between Jefferson, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Hurts, and Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
I mean,
he was $8, though, at one point.
Jefferson was late. Yeah,
and
this is going to be the big boy because a lot of people were on this one. So I think he's going to beat out Tyreek Hill, Jefferson. I think the award voters will not give Patrick Mahomes the MVP and Offensive Player of the Year. And then it just comes down to how did voters look at that with Jalen Hurts when he got hurt? He deserves an award still, so we'll give him, because you hear a lot about this.
Right.
We'll give him the Offensive Player of the Year because he, lost a couple of games out, and now he can't win the MVP. Or is it you trust the market on that one? Jefferson was minus $8, and his year was just too good to really look beyond.
Yeah. Do you think the one thing, you mentioned Wilson, is it will be the quarterback play that could help him? Like, he put up these numbers even with Zach Wilson and Flacco and Mike White?
I could see that. What if
he had Mike White the whole year? What if he had a good quarterback?
If voters are willing to talk about why they actually go one way with their decision making and they talk about it, I would think that would play a part.
And a lousy OC, who they fired, got rid of LaFleur.
So you thought Kenneth Walker, huh? Well,
yeah.
He did have 9 or 10 touchdowns on the year, which I think factors in.
Yeah,
I'm not so positive. I wish I was feeling the same way as you, but it's also because I do okay to Kenneth Walker. Purdy, again, I just no chance, and Wilson's like break even for me. But
that would be wild if it goes to Purdy. And then just to see how long did it take for Books to just put him on the board, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
What you said a month ago, the comeback player, forget Geno Smith, the comeback player, the also Goff, he was terrible last year.
Yeah.
Terrible. To the point where they had to look in a different direction about, okay, well, next year we're obviously going to take a quarterback in the first round. Now they got to be the favorites to win the division.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, we're good with Goff. I mean, he had an outstanding year.
And, oh, by the way,
didn't turn the ball over.
They're probably going to punt on a quarterback in the first round now.
Absolutely.
So that's how good of a story
sure.
that is.
No question.
I mean, they gave up on the guy who took him to the Super Bowl. Then they won the Super Bowl. And he had his, two or three worst years of his career by far, and then he bounces back like this, and he played that well. And we broke down all the numbers again a month ago, and it made a lot of sense. The point was, again, if Geno Smith is going to be minus $9, that's absurd because Jared Goff is better. He's having a better year, and it's a better comeback because he was once good, got bad, turned out to be good again. The latest on the NBA trade deadline and the chaos that took place last night, late last night, early this morning, huge trade in this league, and the odds board reflects that. Details coming up here live in Phoenix on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled KALSHI, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Polly Howard, live from Phoenix, the site of Super Bowl 57 on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Billy Walters reveals what's in his upcoming tell-all book, 1 hour special tonight. Brent sat down with him to discuss his life growing up in Kentucky, his move out to Las Vegas, his rose to fame as Vegas' most feared sports bettor, his relationship with Phil Mickelson, and time in prison. VSiN.com for a sneak peek, including his lean for the Super Bowl. Full interview tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific.
How about the news late last night / early this morning? NBA trade deadline, hours away here today. But last night, the big deal, while you were sleeping, the Nets and the Suns agreed on a deal as Kevin Durant was traded from Brooklyn to Phoenix in exchange for Mikal Bridges, Cam Johnson, Jay Crowder, 4 unprotected first-round picks, also part of the deal. Warren going over to the Suns, and that was basically for a pick swap, I believe. Protected first-round pick.
Yeah.
Later on down the line as well. And so
you said the years are irrelevant, so I agree with you, but 23, 25, 27, 29.
Well, the picks correct. Go ahead, give them all the picks in the world.
Yeah.
That's fine. You're getting Kevin Durant, and now you did not have to give up DeAndre Ayton, which I could not believe. Again, I said earlier, when I woke up today to saw the news, I kept scrolling. I'm like, where's Ayton's name? I've not seen it. Mm-hmm. This can't be official. And the Suns never had to part with that guy. So now you're going to go Chris Paul, Devin Booker. Durant's going to be in the starting lineup. Ayton as well, never had to give that guy up. They get Warren in the deal. Oh, mama. And so they drop from 18-1 to win the title down to basically plus 450 everywhere. And some of the people that were responding, Paulie, in the first hour of today's show that were awake last night said either I live in a state where we don't have legal sports betting. I'm so pissed off right now. I couldn't get down. I was awake. I saw the news. I knew it was coming. I could not get down, however. And other people were picking off like 10-1 in that neighborhood before books fully adjusted.
Sure. Very good. That's, you know, how many, who's asleep at the wheel, right? Who has it up and how long do they have to take it down when this Woj bomb comes out? I mean, that is enormous. Number one, what it means, because Brooklyn was still trying to add pieces, and then now they're completely out of it now. Again, it's astonishing that the Big Three in Brooklyn played 16 games together, won one playoff series, but now he goes on the move, and this is where he wanted to go in the summer. And what this means to the West, they're the favorites in the West. They're $1.75 to win the Pacific, and now right behind Boston as the second choice to win the title. And they are going to – it's a scary offensive club. It's just Dallas, too. I mean, that's – Dallas gets the big win last night. They have issues defensively, and then you acquire Kyrie. So that these are going to be two teams that are going to be potent in high-octane offenses here.
Yeah. Do the Nuggets do something today?
I don't know.
I mean, they are
question.
Sailing to the one seed, and they had the best player on the planet, basically. But
yeah, that's a good question. But that's I like what they have on paper. And the team that needs to do something is Memphis. Do they get OG now and move all these picks that they have?
I think
now the pressure's on Memphis.
Yeah,
who can they add? Who would you? Who would? I don't want Westbrook. I can tell you that.
No, I don't want him.
I mean, they were one of these spots once Utah buys him out. But Van Vliet, is that good enough for you? Van Vliet and Gary Trent or somebody like that?
They can't match other teams' offers for OG, so forget about something like that, right? Because Memphis can say, well, wait, we have three first-round picks that we can give up. You can't match that. So, I mean, clearly, like, Toronto would agree. Siakam? If Toronto really, yanks it down? Is that an angle?
Yeah.
But you said this earlier. Sign me up right now for a Dallas-Phoenix playoff series.
That would be awesome. Yes.
This is, and now, because this is a totally different Phoenix team.
Do the Lakers just say, we're good now? We got Hachimura. We made this trade.
No.
And now we don't try to acquire somebody. I mean, that was for about 4 hours, it was, wow, what a job by Pelinka. What a job by the Lakers. They have a shot here. And now it's, okay, well, Durant goes to the Suns.
Yep.
And the other thing is this treasure chest that Utah has. With the trade yesterday, the Jazz have 15 unprotected or lightly protected first-round picks through 2029 with Markkanen, Kessler, Sexton, and $60 million-plus in potential cap space.
Huh. So is this kind of a carbon copy of what Danny Ainge did with the Celtics? I mean, he fleeced the Nets.
Yeah, but he didn't. But he didn't take all the picks and move them for the superstar.
Yeah,
and that goes. People want to play in Boston, but I don't know how many people are lining up to say yes, I want to go to Utah.
Well,
but that's.
But also,
I thought he made a mistake in Boston by not turning. Yeah, maybe he got it right. Who knows? But I thought he made a mistake by not taking all those picks and turning it into a superstar.
Yeah, but I would say look at what he did with the picks, though.
Yeah. You got Tatum and Brown.
Yeah, phenomenal job.
Yeah.
And if he can repeat that in Utah, there'll be players for years to come in the Western Conference. There's no question about that.
Oh, it's a dream with all these picks. It's same thing in OKC with what they have.
Yeah.
I mean, you're playing fantasy basketball here.
Think about what he was able to turn, like, Gobert and basically the core of that team, Gobert and Mitchell, into to have 15 picks coming up. They're Oklahoma City now.
Yeah.
We have two teams like that in the NBA. So to answer your question a couple of minutes ago about the Lakers, I think they do have to make another move because, to me, again, first-round picks in the NBA are who cares about them. I would trade those all day long if teams are willing to move guys that are proven. I would move that other first-round pick for Bogdanovich.
So would I.
And add one more guy.
So would I.
If that's the best guy they can get, okay, I'm good with that. He's worth a first-round pick.
At around lunchtime yesterday, I thought AD for KD could happen.
That's the way
AD in a package. Because then it's like, why is Anthony Davis behaving like that? Why is he sitting down and he doesn't even give his buddy a pat on the back or a round of applause as he sets the record? Couldn't care less. Couldn't be bothered, right? Well, he was informed they were shopping him. And then late in the game, LeBron says, no matter what happens, I love you, bro.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to tell you, I love you, bro. And he goes out there and mopes and has a horrible game.
Well,
but
I mean,
now he's got to pick himself up here and say, come on, we got some help here with Russell and Beasley, who's a good player, and Vanderbilt. Let's go.
Yeah.
Maybe we get another piece. Now, are they going to beat the Suns in a seven-game series? I doubt it. But still, at least you have a chance now, which you're 25 and 30. I couldn't believe this, what he was doing. Here's the video. This is when LeBron sets the record. Hits the shot, and the place goes crazy, and he's sitting down. He can't even be watching.
Watch, and there's the ball in. Everybody else reacts.
Right. Doesn't nothing.
Nothing. No reaction whatsoever.
Right.
But. I guess in this game, during the game, what was LeBron telling him? Yeah, you might get traded. So what is your reaction going to be? Well, this is fun. Thanks. I came here to play with you and, to win championships, which we won one already.
Something.
And,
yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I'm just going to.
You can't act like that, though. Come on.
I mean,
it goes back to you still got to be a professional. They're giving you, it's like Kyrie Irving. It's like you disrespected. What? Give you $40 million a year.
But that's part of the reason why. And then you started to hear like some other rumors as well, like that could be possible. You're like, okay, I will buy into the Lakers possibly trading Davis now all of a sudden. That's a strange 30 seconds of body language right there.
And
man.
Then, the Nets wanted to get better. But then no one, good job. No one was helping the Nets out. I'm not going to help you out. I mean, if Durant wants out, here's the chance now and the opportunity. I'm not going to help you out. We could get him here. And they thought they could make a trade. They could get an OG or somebody like that. And no one helped them out or would play ball. And then Durant does the 180. When that was coming down yesterday, wait a second here. Something could happen with Durant.
Yep.
And could AD be involved?
Yep.
But then also you saw the future odds adjust for the Lakers to win the West after the trade. And then now they go skyrocket back to where they were because Durant goes to Phoenix.
And side note, the Warriors lost another game last night.
Yes.
On the road, 125-122. Poole and Thompson were awesome, but
they are lucky.
That's been a major thing this year.
The Lakers catch a break because the Lakers play them three times here while Curry's out. Do you believe that? Three of the meetings are while Curry's out. The other thing is the timing of the Curry injury because it coincides with the break.
Yep.
So imagine, because they're sitting there, you're looking at the play-in. Or maybe missing out entirely.
I know.
Because you're sitting around the 500 mark.
That could happen. By the way, the odds right now to win the Western Conference at DraftKings, Suns plus 230, they need to be the favorites.
Absolutely.
Nuggets are plus 370, Clippers plus 450, Grizz 750, Warriors $8, Mavericks $8. And then it completely drops off. Pelicans, Lakers, 25-1, gets into the Kings territory. I'm not going to just say this because of one game last night. Should the Clippers be plus 450 and the Mavericks 8-1?
Not after what I watched last night. Well, they did that without Luka. I mean, they got whatever they wanted the first half.
Yeah, no, I was very careful after they traded for Kyrie. I think my point here is that I don't love this Clippers team. And I don't think they're good enough to really come out of the West right now.
Yeah.
I don't have faith in them. And so I have a ticket on them. I would not bet them right now. If I didn't have that ticket, there's no way I'd be rushing out to bet the Clippers. No chance.
But when you look at it, other than Kawhi, Paul George, man played well, but it didn't, no one else chipped in.
Uh-huh.
So, but I was alarmed. I know it's a regular season game, but I was alarmed by how bad they were defensively and Dallas get any shot they want.
Yeah, the Mavericks did whatever. I mean, it was
especially Bullock.
It was high school defense last night by the Clippers. Follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We're live in Phoenix. The site of this year's Super Bowl. Up next, it's a sleeping giant in the sports betting world.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
We'll be right back.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard, live from Phoenix, the site of Super Bowl 57 on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back. Big game means big coverage from VSiN, starting with the Lombardi line. Special editions of Follow the Money with us, a numbers game. Legendary sports broadcaster Brett Musburger will tell you how he is betting the big game on Countdown to Kickoff. Big game Sunday starts 10 a.m. Eastern right here on VSiN, the sports betting network.
This is going to be a blast. Tony Rizzo joins the program now. Longtime talent and personality in Cleveland, now on ESPN Cleveland. He's probably about 30 feet from us here at Media Row in Phoenix. It was great to meet you yesterday, man. How are you?
Guys, the pleasure is all mine. I know this is weird to you, and I don't want to fanboy up here, but I listen every morning, and I mean every morning. So get on the plane, Cleveland flight,
yep.
Direct flight, Phoenix, three rows up. Guy's got flip-flops on, okay? Takes off the flip-flops. Now, and the airline was one of those cheaper airlines. There wasn't a lot of room. Feet right up on the seat in front of him. I'm trying to get the picture for you guys,
yep.
Okay? Animals.
That's what we are. That's, yes.
Absolutely.
We are living amongst the animals here.
Animals. I thought of you, and I thought, oh, my God. Listen every day, guys. Big fan.
What's wrong in a person's brain? To think that this is okay.
I'm old enough to remember where people got dressed to go to the airport.
Like suits and stuff.
Yeah, no, yes. A jacket, pants, right. You know. And if you were lucky enough to be in first class, you had to be dressed. You had to have a jacket on. This is in the 70s, believe it or not.
Yeah, so, yeah. Right. With that, and then along, when I got this on my flight, I'm in the back. And the people who jump up as soon as the plane lands.
Oh,
you're not going anywhere.
Anywhere. 20 minutes. 20 minutes after you dock the gate before we get up. I was in row 30.
Yeah.
Thanks to our travel people over there, ESPN Cleveland.
Oh, God. Oh, I mean, this is something. I mean, wow.
So sports betting, finally. Legal in your state of Ohio.
And not only legal, Ohio, I just saw a stat in January. It was New York, Illinois, New Jersey, and Ohio was four
for
in the country.
Handle.
Now, the per capita household income, Ohio was 30th out of 50 states. Yet they're fourth in gambling. It blew up beyond what anybody could have imagined.
Well, it's been a sleeping giant, right? I mean, we all knew this. And I mean, I just from knowing people out here, well, in Las Vegas anyway, that are from that area, they've told us stories about, oh, my God, you have no idea how big betting is going to be.
Yeah.
So you can't be surprised when you see these numbers. But, yeah, this is Ohio, to me, has been a sleeping giant, and now watch out.
Yeah, my partner, Aaron Goldhammer, was telling you guys yesterday, there's lines for high school games. High school football.
At legal books?
Well, they're not legal books.
Okay.
Mitch, you know, it's a street thing, I guess you could say, in Ohio. So
everyone I've ever met from the state is huge. I mean, Greek was from Steubenville.
There you go.
Right. I know a ton of people from Youngstown.
Right.
I know people from Poland.
Right.
I know it's enormous. And everyone who wants action and big into sports betting that's from that area I've ever met.
And it was really lucrative for all of us because, you know, everybody wants to get in all the sports books. I know you guys are DraftKings, and everybody wants to get in because you got to use all that. But I learned from you guys. I've been listening now for 2 or 3 years. You got to get all the shops because you got to get the best number. So you got to get everybody. But it's gone really well so far in Ohio. I'm anxious to see how it continues.
Mm-hmm. So how much more sports betting content do you do on your show on ESPN Cleveland compared to what you did maybe 6-8 months ago?
Well, we started out last year knowing we were going to get it.
Okay,
so we've been doing it. Okay. And, you know, I get the VSiN newsletter. What I see today, only four times in Super Bowl history, the opening drive, somebody scored on the opening drive.
Right. That's right.
It's a great prop. It's a great bet. We've been doing that. I quote you guys all the time on the show. Very informative here.
Thank you.
Okay, so you also were part of the Cleveland Browns coverage over the years. That's until this year?
86, I covered the team. I was the sports anchor on Fox in Cleveland for 15 years. You know, when you had to watch the news to find out what happened. There wasn't any internet. There wasn't any.
Yeah.
So, and I worked for the Browns Radio Network for 11 years.
Okay. Can you explain what happened with Bernie Kosar this year?
No. So, I know Bernie personally. Best guy ever. His heart of gold and, you know, is Cleveland to the core.
Right.
And what happened was he got hooked up with, you know, somebody, one of the books, and just as a charity thing, He made a $19,000 bet. That was his number. And he bet the Browns against the Steelers. So I guess nobody said anything to him from the organization. And lo and behold, before the last game, they told him he couldn't do the radio network because it was illegal for NFL employees to bet on the NFL. Now, first of all, it wasn't even Bernie's money. Second of all, it was for charity. You know, it wasn't like the he's not a degenerate like us where he's going to walk up to the window and put some money down. And I don't know how it's going to get cleared out, but I said on the air, the league has to make an exemption for this. It was a mistake. He didn't know. Somebody should have told him from the Browns. And I think the Browns are going to make good on this. We'll see. But I'm hoping the league is going to make good on it.
Yeah.
Bernie's the greatest guy ever. I've known him forever. And he's still a big part of Browns football.
Yeah. Okay. Well said. I agree with you on that one too. With the Ridley thing, I mean, you got a year.
Yeah.
Which you come, you know.
Yeah, but he was personally. That was
sure.
His personal, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
With the charity, you know. No, excellent. We know you're from Draft Day. We know you're from Believe Land. Oh. So you got to be cursed.
First year.
This Cleveland business about you can't get it right in the draft.
Oh.
The Beiner fumble.
Oh.
The drive. I mean,
been there
on
for
and on.
All of it.
Oh,
been
God.
There for all of it. But I'll tell you guys, the worst is the move. When the Browns moved, when Modell moved the Browns, you know, that was, and then when we came back after the success Jacksonville and Carolina had, the owners didn't do the Browns any favors in 99 bringing them back. They gave them a roster that really couldn't compete.
Right.
They made the playoffs with Butch Davis, but it's been lean since 99. I mean, two playoff appearances, and Baker in 2020 was one of them.
So I have two friends in Las Vegas. One is a lifelong diehard Bills fan. The other one is a lifelong Cleveland fan from the Akron area, right?
Yeah.
They've gotten it. They used to be roommates, so they would always yell at each other, who's more tortured, the fan base. And my buddy would, you can't possibly top. We made it to four straight, and we lost in Buffalo. And I told my other buddy, Gooch, I'm like, your comeback has to be, and you drop the mic.
We've never been there.
But when they moved from Cleveland to Baltimore, you won two.
Two.
That ends any argument.
Do you know how hard it was? And then there was a special on the 2000 Ravens just last week.
Right.
On one of the networks. Art Modell owned that team. That should have been the Browns.
Yes. Yeah.
You know the draft picks were when they left? Was Ray Lewis and the tackle?
Ogden.
Yeah.
Were the draft picks. Oh, my God.
Oh.
And then they won two. We're sick to our stomach. By the way, you tell your buddy in Buffalo, they've been to four Super Bowls. We've never been.
Never been to one.
We've never been. In fact, guys, I didn't want to come. We haven't been to a Super Bowl in a while. I came because you guys were coming out here, okay? We haven't been to a Super Bowl in a while because I said the next one I go to, the Browns better be in it or I'm not going.
The Manziel. Baker, blowing the picks year after year.
You know, right now the Browns, they're very analytically driven,
right.
And they need to get back to some football stuff. They're in a tough spot.
Yeah.
They put all their eggs in Watson's basket.
Yeah.
We'll see how it works out.
Yeah,
I mean, they've got a decent defense. Schwartz was a good hire. The coordinator was a good hire. I don't know what their total will be this year. Probably 8.
I think that's about
9, right?
What happened with the defense? Brissett played well.
He actually did.
The offense wasn't the problem.
The Jets game was an all-timer.
Yes, it was.
I mean, a minute 30, 13-point lead cannot happen. Yeah. Ironically, they beat the Steelers the next week, and we thought they were right, and then they lost. Chargers game, Saints game, Falcons game, all winnable games. Browns won 7 games. They easily could have won 11.
Yeah, let's say by the time Watson came back this year, the way Brissett played, though, let's say that they were winning a bunch of those games and they were in the mix to win the division. Is it still automatic that Brissett was going to go on the bench no matter what?
Automatic. Mitchie was automatic. And what a tough spot for Stefanski and that whole team to drop him down in week 12 in the middle of a season. He looked terrible the first couple of weeks.
Yes.
He came on a little bit, but people right now are a little nervous. You know, they want to see him get back to the form he was in a few years ago in Houston, and we didn't see that in the 6 games that he played.
Yeah, and I can understand the panic. You know, that can flip, though, next year, because if he does turn into the guy who was in Houston, then you're going to have, you know, division contender. That dude was a top 5 quarterback in the NFL.
No doubt. I was a big fan. I couldn't believe the Browns passed on him at the draft. All they had to do was turn in the card at 12. And Lombardi Michael was on my show yesterday and brought up the point. A couple of years ago, they passed on him at 12. Analytics said he wasn't any good. Now analytics went and gave him $230 million guaranteed. What the hell changed?
Why'd they take Manziel?
Oh, that was a homeless guy, Mitch. You know the story.
Yeah.
Jimmy has him walking down the street before the draft, and the homeless guy goes, you got to get Johnny Manziel. Manziel got on the phone during that draft and called one of the Browns coaches, one of their offensive coaches, and said, let's wreck this league.
So that's a true story.
Yeah. And then they got talked into it. Every team makes a mistake, but, you know, we were all hyped up because he was such a big name, but the kid didn't want to work.
No.
He came out. I broke that story here in Las Vegas.
Oh, Johnny Manziel. Billy Manziel.
Billy Football.
Billy Football.
That was the name at Hakkasan at MGM.
Oh, my God.
That's before the night before
hat
the game.
And glasses.
Yeah.
Hat
and mustache.
Yeah.
You know, Johnny got run down by Luke Kuechly in a game against the Panthers one time. And I'm telling you, after that, he realized he could not play in this league. He tried to escape, and Luke Kuechly ran him down like a lion in a wildebeest.
And he realized
came out of the game. I don't think he played again after that.
He thought to himself, I'm not playing Vanderbilt anymore.
Tragic story.
Stick around for one more?
Sure.
Okay, because we have to ask you what it was like to cover Kyrie Irving. Oh, God.
Mm.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled Kalshi, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.